What city is known as the Alps of Southern California? And which one was purchased by the Santa Anita Racetrack in 1946 and burnt down its main village in a burn to learn exercise in 1979? If you guessed Lake Arrowhead, you are right. Let's pray for the churches and ministries in this community to experience a mighty move of God. Father, we thank you that your word in Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns." We thank you for Lake Arrowhead, that's almost 9,600 people near Crestline, north of San Bernardino and Yucaipa, west of Big Bear Lake, surrounded by Twin Peaks, Cedar Glen, Blue Jay, Sky Forest, Agua Fria, Deer Lodge Park. And it's often visited for boating, fishing, hiking, village shopping, camping, dining, and lodging. A restful place for many to go and vacation and for some to live. We lift up the churches and ministries that are there. Pastor Rod Atkins at Church of the Woods, Pastor Ian Price at Sandals Church, Lake Arrowhead, Pastor Mac Braden at Lakeside Church, Pastor Randy Weckler at Mount Calvary Youth Lutheran, Pastor Dr. William Stanley at Lake Arrowhead Community Presbyterian Church, a Catholic retreat center. We lift up the retreat facilitator, Terry McDonald, Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church. And we also lift up the Mountain Jewish Community, the president, Renee Lewis, and the UCLA Lake Arrowhead Lodge that is used often for couples, groups, and a retreat center. Lord, these are the ministries that are there. You know where their heart is at. You know what they preach. You know what they teach. You know how well it lines up with what you want. For those, God, that are serving you and following your commands and preaching the gospel, God, we just pray that they would get together, unite, and experience revival. We ask, God, that you would raise up intercessors who would claim this city and surrounding towns for Christ. We say Jesus is Lord of Lake Arrowhead. We thank you, God, that you will bring an awakening among those who are called by your name, that live there, visit there, attend the churches there or retreats, whatever aspect, maybe even go to the Christian bookstore that is there. There aren't that many left, so we are grateful that there is one. We pray that you would bless that bookstore. We also ask, God, that there would be a hunger for the word of God and people would desire to pray just like they did in the book of Acts and at the beginning of the church. We also ask for a deep conviction of sin that would bring about transformed lives and reformation in the city. We pray, God, that people would show acts of kindness that would lead others to Christ. We do pray the Christian bookstore thrives. We ask for laborers for the harvest, a boldness to share the gospel, that signs and wonders would be done in the name of Jesus that would draw people to you, Lord, because they see your power in action. We ask, God, that you would bless the ministries, bless the churches, bless the leaders, bless their families, help them to balance their time with work, with ministry, with family. We also ask, God, that you would bless the finances, help people give accordingly and as required and as you desire, Father. We also pray, Father, for growth and that the people there will reach out to even the smaller communities and help them start churches or house churches or Bible studies. And we especially pray for the young and the old that are the ones on the outskirts that may not be able to attend churches. We pray you bless the online ministries as well, that they would reach into the places where people can't get in a vehicle for disabilities, caregiving, or having just physical issues or mental. And we ask, God, that you would bless them as well. Thank you, Father, for Lake Arrowhead and its beauty and surroundings. May we see your name glorified and your kingdom advanced in Jesus' name.